Oh, good afternoon, Margaret. How are you this week?
Good afternoon, Scott. I'm very well, thank you.
Now, I believe that you've left all the thing about family investigations of your family tree behind, and we're moving on to a rather dark area of an Essex murder.
Yes. Yes.
There's lots of Essex murders, so why would this one be so special?
Well, this is one that I think doesn't get too much publicity. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in a couple of books about Essex history and folklore, but not that many. Samuel Dougal is the murderer's name.
And when and where did he?
Right. He was actually tried and convicted in July 1903. Right. The murder took place a couple of years before that.
All right, and whereabouts was this?
This murder that took place was not far from Saffron Walden.
Oh, right. All right, well, reveal all, please.
This is the Moat Farm murder. Now, Moat Farm was near Clavering, and Samuel Dougal was living at Moat Farm with the lady that he was currently romancing. Samuel Dougal, I should say, had a rather a checkered past. All of this came to light when he stood trial for murder. He'd enjoyed a very successful career as a soldier in the Royal Engineers in the 1880s, 1890s, having joined at the age of about 20. The story goes he joined the army to avoid imprisonment and prosecution for debt, as probably was quite common in those days. But nevertheless, in the Royal Engineers, he'd done very well for himself, been discharged and had an army pension. So he'd obviously been discharged with good conduct. After this, he set himself up as rather a lady killer and womaniser. No pun intended with the lady killer. It becomes very difficult to work out how many women he'd actually married and abandoned. But there were many, and not only in this country. He travelled to Canada at some point, and evidence points to the fact that he had at least one wife and family in Canada.
Try finding his family tree.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, I don't think so. He'd obviously got away with the ladies, and on returning to England, he'd become acquainted, we believe, somewhere in the London area with a lady called Camille Cecile Holland. Rather an exotic name.
Although
I understand that she was an English lady born and bred, nevertheless. But rather an exotic name, you must agree. Now, Camille was a lady of what was known as independent means. I hasten to say that doesn't mean there was anything shady about her, just that she had an independent income, didn't need to work for a living, and as far as we can establish, her income came from legacies and things like stocks and shares and investments. Her parents were both dead, and she'd not ever been married, as far as we're aware. She took up with Samuel, and Samuel soon hatched a plot that he would like to get his hands on her money. Now, his idea of getting his hands on her money increased when she decided to buy Moat Farm for them to live in together. Fairly rural, remote farm. And much to his horror, he discovered that she was refusing to put his name on the deeds. Only her name would appear on the deeds. Suddenly one day, it was reported she'd gone to London unexpectedly. Well, she didn't come back. The servant who worked at Moat Farm became alarmed and asked Dougal where the mistress of the house was and when she would be coming back. Dougal always had an excuse. Oh, she's gone for a holiday. She's gone to London. She's gone to visit friends and so on. People became increasingly suspicious about this, but there was no hard evidence at that particular time to warrant the police becoming involved. But there soon was hard evidence when it was noted that Dougal had taken up with the ladies of the area and was talking about his partner not coming back. Everybody, incidentally, believed that Camille was his lawful wife, and they were always known as Mr. and Mrs. Dougal. Eventually, the police did become involved, searched the premises, and Camille's body was found in the grounds of Moat Farm in a ditch that Dougal had filled in. Now, forensic techniques were quite basic in the early 1900s, but Camille was identified from a shoe that she'd had made by her own personal shoemaker. He identified it as his work, and she was the only person he supplied these shoes to. Dougal was arrested. He was put on trial. It's said that he confessed to the prison chaplain at Chelmsford Prison shortly before he was executed. He was executed at Chelmsford Prison in July 1903, and he is buried in the grounds of Chelmsford Prison.
Fair enough, my word. Nice man. Right, thank you very much indeed for that, Margaret. What have you got lined up for us next
Thanks,
week?
Thanks, Scott. Well, next week I think we'll talk about John Atwood, a rather colourful owner of Highlands House in the 19th century.
Okay, thank you.